From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union rounds up proposals Governor Andrew Cuomo put forth in his $178 billion budget announced January 21st. Locally, the biggest news is the creation of the Hudson Eagles State Recreation Area, a park connecting five boat launches between the cities of Rensselaer and Hudson. Cuomo also proposed legalizing recreational marijuana, though not allowing home growing. The governor is also proposing a 3% increase in education funding. Cuomo's Medicaid proposals may be the most controversial. The governor announced the state will only assume the local share of Medicaid spending growth if local governments contain annual growth at 3%, shifting more costs to local governments. In a briefing after the budget announcement, Cuomo's budget czar, Robert Machaika, said it's possible the state will save $2.5 billion from Medicaid costs by raising taxes on health insurance plans. Machaika said an outside panel will make that decision. Cuomo's budget counts on those Medicaid cost savings and rising tax income to close a $6 billion budget deficit. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. In Governor Cuomo's proposed budget announcement January 21st, Albany is in line to, and I quote, authorize shared county jails, end quote. The paragraph included with that line in the budget proposal would allow counties to share jails or jail services. Last year, Greene County officials and state officials both seemed confused about whether Greene County could share a jail with a neighboring county, with jail populations crashing and the Catskill jail crumbling and unusable. Instead of spending less money and sharing a jail with Columbia County, Greene County officials took out a $39 million bond and spent another $8.1 million of taxpayer money to build a new jail in Coxsackie. The 80-cell, 64-bed jail is currently being built and expected to go into use in the summer of 2021. Melanie Lekachevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media in the Greenville Pioneer that someone or something inflicted $5,000 to $8,000 in damage to the town of Greenville's highway superintendent's truck, but town officials don't know how it happened. Terry Williams was Greenville's highway superintendent before January 1st, when town officials first noticed the damage to the 2015 Dodge pickup truck. Williams would not return calls from Lekasevic. He did not tell town officials either what happened to the truck. Town Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, it was never reported to me. It was never reported to the town's insurance company, Marshall and Sterling. To the best of my knowledge, it was never reported to any of the board members, end quote. He did not say if the town would take any legal action because of the expensive damage, but said the incident is being reported to the town's insurance company, Marshall and Sterling, for investigation. He said the town should consider some new policy about town vehicles. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Altamont Enterprise reports that an anonymous group set up a GoFundMe page for the Bern Planning Board member who was illegally demoted and replaced by someone who was not on the board and who, previously as a judge, was convicted of extortion and bribery. At Bern's organizational meeting earlier this month, Emily Vincent was demoted from a full-time member to an alternate midway through her five-year term without a public hearing as state law requires. Vincent was replaced by Thomas Spargo, who was made the board's chairperson after spending more than 2 years in prison in 2009. The GoFundMe page for Vincent was created anonymously by a group called Team Emily. It raised over $5,000 in one day. Vincent says she will use the money to pay for upcoming brain surgery and to file an Article 78 lawsuit against the town. Vincent told the Enterprise, and I quote, people in power think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. Someone needs to take a stand, end quote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Catskill Walmart posted on Facebook January 20th that they would no longer stay open 24 hours a day. The Facebook post said, and I quote, wanted to let our loyal customers know that starting February 1st, we will no longer be 24 hours, end quote. Instead, Catskill Walmart will be open from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily. The Greenport Walmart made no such announcement. But when called, the customer service representative at Greenport Walmart said they have not been told yet, but they expect their hours to be cut back. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.